Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We have been exploring this ancient place called Ur of the Chaldeans this week, and we began by doing some digging with a couple of archaeologists associated with the British Museum. Their shovels and spades sure did uncover some real treasure, which sadly revealed what an idolatrous people were living in Ur at the time we meet Abraham and his father, brothers, his wife, his sister-in-law, and his nephew in Genesis chapter 11, verses 26 through 32. I believe Abraham himself was an idolater before God called him. At a minimum, we are flat out told Abraham's father worshiped the false gods among the people of Ur. Listen to what Joshua recalls through the voice of the Lord in the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 2. Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, from ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." That's Joshua 24, verse 2. And the river there is the Euphrates, giving reference to the location of Ur of the Chaldeans. And note, they served other gods. This will not be the last time I mention this verse. The point now being, what the archaeologist discovered fits with what Scripture says in describing Ur as the center of the worship of false gods. This was the context in which Abraham was born, grew up, and lived, so the influence on him was tremendous. And what we want to do today is turn back into the Scripture itself to trace a line throughout the Hebrew Bible that connects Ur, very near Babylon, to other references of Babylon and of Chaldea. For Moses, whom I believe wrote Genesis, geography is very important. In fact, he uses geography from which to write on certain themes within Genesis, themes that then carry on throughout the Old Testament. We find one such theme now as we make the connection between Ur, Babylon, and the Babylonians. As I mentioned last time, our guides will be Tremper Longman and David Garland, who are the general editors for the Expositor's Bible Commentary. Quoting them now, "For the author," and by the author they mean the author of the book of Genesis, "for the author, Ur of the Chaldeans is understood as Babylon. By recounting Abraham's call from Ur of the Chaldeans, the author aims to cast the patriarch as one who came out of Babylon." So that you can see what I see, I would encourage you to have your Bibles open. If you do not have access to it now, just jot down these verses that we'll read and give them a read for yourself later on. So you are prepared, I will be reading in the book of Genesis, Nehemiah, and Acts, and then in the Hebrew prophets of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. I want you to be prepared that we will really search the Scripture in a few minutes. It will help if you can jot down these references and keep them wherever you take notes or note your reminders right inside your Bible if you can. Again, I will read in Genesis, Nehemiah, and Acts, as well as in the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. So let's get going and first read from the book of Genesis, this time a chapter 12. I'll read just one verse, Genesis 12, verse 1. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." God calls Abraham to leave his country. That is Ur of the Chaldeans. Moses interprets Abraham's calling to leave Ur as a call to leave Babylon. Or put it more succinctly, God calls Abraham to leave Babylon. The reason I say this, following the interpretation in the Expositor's Bible Commentary, is because Babylon and Ur are so deeply connected. Babylon and Ur are so deeply connected that Ur was in the land of the Babylonians. And stay tuned for evidence of this connection in just a few more minutes. If you know the Bible well, then Babylon will be ringing a loud bell in your mind about now. Babylon is a prominent place in the scripture, in both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament. I see references to it in the Revelation at the end of the Bible, for example. And Babylon is associated with evil. In fact, the name Babylon means gate of God, and the G in God is a small g. In other words, the gate of the false god. There is something evil, something really bad about Babylon, according to the Bible. And the Lord God does not want his servant Abraham to have anything to do with the place. So God delivers Abraham from Ur and its close association with Babylon in the land of the Babylonians. As Genesis 12 reveals, as soon as God introduces himself to the man Abram, the Lord puts him on the road out of Ur and bound for Canaan. I got to thinking about all the travel I did before the coronavirus was unleashed on the world and kept us all at home. We used to move around often in this great, big, and fascinating world, on and off of airplanes that have the sustaining power to hurtle us across the globe in a matter of hours. And if I think even further back, I remember a time when loved ones could escort me right to the gate at the airport. Do you remember that? Those ancient days? That was before September 11th, 2001, and the implementation of all the security we rightfully have to go through today. Now you are blessed if those who want to see you off can even do so curbside outside of the airport. In fact, I remember in February of 1999 when I moved from Boston to Hong Kong that my family and some friends walked me right down to the boarding gate and even sat with me before some tearful goodbyes as I went wheels up from Boston to Chicago and onwards to Hong Kong. By the time I got to my new home in Asia, I had been in the air something like 18 hours. And what had my loved ones done? They had put me on the plane to Hong Kong. I was going from one location to another, and they had driven me to the airport, dropped me off, and practically put me on the aircraft, waving as the doors closed behind me. And minus the airport and the plane, and minus the fact that God never leaves us, and certainly there is no door that can shut him out, this is what God did for Abraham. God brought Abraham out of Ur and took him to Canaan. Listen now to the word of God. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 7. And God said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it. That was Genesis 15 verse 7. And you heard God say that he was responsible for getting Abraham out of Ur and into Canaan. Genesis 15, 7. Then in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7, we read this in a song of praise to God. You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name Abraham. Aha, so Nehemiah affirms God is the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur. God put Abram on the plain, so to speak. This is affirmed again in the New Testament. Acts chapter 7, verses 2 through 4 reads, And Stephen said, Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you. Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move to this country in which you are now living. Acts 7, verses 2 through 4. The New Testament book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. Both testaments give testimony to this. God picked up Abraham, and dropped him off in Canaan. And that was a move away from Babylon, known for the worship of false gods, to Canaan, intended for the worship of the one true God. Then, when we continue in the Hebrew Bible, we come to the prophetic literature, and I invite you to listen to the connection that is made between Babylon and the land of the Chaldeans. Isaiah speaks of the glory of the Chaldeans as the city of Babylon that God will overturn as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 13, verse 19. And Babylon, the beauty of kingdoms, the glory of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And Isaiah chapter 48, verse 14, says the Lord will carry out his good pleasure on Babylon, and his arm will be against the Chaldeans. Do you hear how Babylon and the Chaldeans are synonymous? That was Isaiah 13, verse 19, and Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 14. And you know what? I lied. Not intentionally, I can assure you. It is just that I see that clock. It never stops ticking and talking, and we will soon need to end for today. Therefore, I will need to reserve our reading in Jeremiah and Ezekiel for next time. I hope you are capturing the main point here. Babylon and Ur of the Chaldeans are strongly connected. And God calls Abraham out of Ur, therefore out of Babylon and away from the idolatrous Babylonian people. This is God's rescue mission, and we will continue with it tomorrow, right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.